tell us about yourself and how you came, how you got involved in the anti-fracking movement.
Well, I'm very politically active, and served as the chairperson of the Denton County Democratic Party for 9 years. But before that, there was activities going on all over the county, different cities, and in Dallas County and Tarrant County, there were movements building against fracking within the city limits or close to schools and subdivisions. And I took part peripherally on those. When the movement began in Denton County, it was concentrated in Flower Mound through all they went through, and I was on the periphery there and learning. I was a full active member of the fight in Justin that went on for some time. So before things got really active or organized in Denton, I was part of all these other movements. And but the attention quickly turned to Denton when it became well known that many of our schools and many of our newer subdivisions had gas wells in very close proximity to the homes, the playgrounds, and the schools.
So did you find that was really the difference with the fracking situation in Denton as opposed to places like Justin and Flower Mound? The proximity of the wells to playgrounds,
right,
subdivisions?
The fight had started in the rural, more rural areas of the county and of other locales as well, other states, because fracking used to be confined to very rural areas. But it quickly was like a tsunami coming across Denton County. It didn't seem to have any plans or any thought of safety in fracking a well anywhere at any time. Many of the subdivisions, their problems were that they hurried up and fracked and drilled and had production quite active in an area that was formerly rural. And then the large builders came in and was rapidly building new neighborhoods, which each of those new neighborhoods, in the case of Denton, usually contained a school or two. And so that there was a big fight about how close can you get to these wells. If a well was coming, you know, there was various ordinances passed and it went back and forth of how close a well could be put into an existing community. But the problem was we were building on top of the wells. In some cases, some neighborhoods, a well would be on the equivalent of the lot of a single residential lot that was maybe anywhere from 60, 70 feet wide, with two houses built beside it on each side and solidly across the street from it. So there was instances where you had wells that were extremely close to homes and schools. Geiger High School is a perfect example. Very, very heavy drilling activity, fracking, production surrounding the school. It's everywhere but the street in front of the building. You have giant sports stadiums, playgrounds, football fields, baseball fields, and you have the marching band out there marching. We have young athletes who are doing a lot of heavy breathing because of their activities, and they're doing it within almost fitting distance of producing wells and production equipment that go along with that.
Were there, with respect to the residential areas, the subdivisions and so forth, were, as a real estate agent, did you have disclosure requirements that where you had to tell if you were going to sell a piece of property to a prospective clients, did you have to disclose the drilling history, the mineral extraction history of that particular piece of property?
Well, in the beginning, it was really hard to find out that information as far as history or anything. But even to this day, if I'm taking a client, if I'm taking clients into neighborhoods that do have producing wells, I certainly point it out. It is up to the client's choice whether they choose to buy within these areas. But I certainly feel it's my duty to inform, because under state law, what a seller doesn't disclose, well, the realtor, if the realtor has knowledge, we must disclose.